Hulk Hogan is making an appearance at the Nickel City Con at the Buffalo Convention Center this weekend. The Hulk spoke with Mark Simiak at the Buffalo News about Buffalo. He has great memories of wrestling here, and like so many of us, Hulk Hogan has great memories of Memorial Auditorium. I had some great matches there, Hulk Hogan told the news. I'd hit people with a punch in the middle of that ring, and it sounded like a cannon would go off. The whole crowd would go along with it, chanting, boom, boom. It's a great wrestling crowd and a great city, and I have a lot of fond memories of Buffalo.
Anything can happen, and it probably will.
Wrestling, of course, goes way back here to Friday night sellouts through the 30s, 40s, and 50s, first at the old Broadway Auditorium, and then at Memorial Auditorium.
There was a shirt and tie crowd.
That's the late Buffalo News sports editor Larry Felzer, who remembered when wrestling at the Odd was one of the biggest events in Buffalo every week.
Not that many people had TV sets. People were crowded into Sears and appliance stores to see this thing on TV because the place was sold out.
And there was no wrestler who could draw a crowd like Gorgeous George.
In the opposite corner, that toast of the coast, that human orchid, Gorgeous George!
Gorgeous George used to wrestle. I mean, I don't know how many other places used to wrestle other than here. But they packed the auditorium for this guy.
Retired Channel 7 sports director Rick Azar says he was the first modern wrestler.
Gorgeous George changed the face of professional wrestling forever.
He was a guy who knew how to set himself apart.
He would walk around, he had this atomizer perfume, and he would supposedly fumigate the opponent's corners and everything.
And he knew how to promote himself.
They get his valet, drives him around in an open convertible around Lafayette Square. He's got a wad, obviously, of $1 bills, and he's throwing money to people. I mean, it was a showstopper. He landed on page one. I mean, TV was just in its infancy then, but, I mean, they were all over it. Like, you know, it was World War III. I mean, that's how big it was.
Gorgeous George ushered in the bad boy era of sports and even inspired Muhammad Ali.
Gorgeous George, a famous American wrestler, he was talking about, I am the prettiest wrestler. I am great. Look at my beautiful blonde hair. And I said, this is a good idea. And right away I start talking. I am the great.
See some of the photos of Gorgeous George and some video of him in the ring at WECKBuffalo.com. With another Buffalo story on the Steve on Weck blog, I'm Steve Cishon for BuffaloStories.com and Timeless Favorites, Buffalo's very own. WECK.